We just finished observing the holy days, but did we really need to keep them? A lot of people believe in Galatians 4:10, where Paul is saying the Sabbath and holy days were forbidden in the New Testament. If you'll turn to Galatians 4, and we'll read verses 10 and 11. You observe the days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid for you, lest I have labored and for you in vain. Paul was speaking to converts who previously had been in bondage to paganism. Go back up to verses 8 and 9. But then indeed, you who did not know God, you served those which by nature are not gods. But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? So what bondage is he talking about that they desire to return for, or return to? It couldn't be the Sabbath and holy days. They had not had any knowledge of the true God or his commanded days prior to conversion. What did he mean by days, months, seasons, and years? And these people were Gentile and in times past had not known the real God. They had been serving demons and idols, and some among them were trying to turn back to this worship. They could not have been turning back to God's festivals because they had never kept them. So I got 3 points. Point one, this observing of times or seasons was mentioned by Moses in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. So if you'll turn to Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19, we'll read verse 26. You shall not eat anything with the blood, nor shall you practice divination or soothsaying. In the original King James Version, was translated as divination, and soothsaying is called times. This is connected to horoscope, heavenly bodies. Do you read your daily horoscope? Do you know what your sign is of the zodiac? This is the return to pagan practices based on heavenly bodies and their times they pass through the night sky. They also use these constellations based on the heroics of ancient gods as they were set up in their pagan calendars for heathen religious seasons. Chinese also have a zodiac. They call their years by certain ages, such as the year. This year is known as the year of the tiger, rather than the four-week span of Western astrology. But this shows the widespread and long-term practice of using times and pagan practices. These observances play a significant role in Chinese culture, along with the very unclean meats they eat as delicacies, and as Don Duchesne has witnessed firsthand. The Catholic bishop Chrysostom, who lives in the 4th century, stated that these superstitious times which Paul forbids were pagan custom practices by Christians in his day, in the days of old. He says many were superstitiously addicted to deviation. We have people today who will not start the day without reading the prediction of their horoscope. Some very famous people of power had done this. Point two, besides times, the Greeks observed special days in honor of the dead. The rites took place on the unlucky days accompanied by complete idleness and closing of businesses. The practice morphed into worshiping martyred saints, and eventually the Catholic Church made a day they called All Saints Day. All Saints Day, also known as All Hallows Day, the Feast of All Saints, the Feast of All Hallows' Eve, the Hallow Mass was celebrated with a religious mass dedicated to all saints of the church, whether they were known or unknown. From the 4th century, feasts commemorating the Christian martyrs were held in various places on various dates. In the 9th century, some churches in the British Isles began holding the commemoration of all saints on November 1st. And in the 9th century, it was extended to the whole Catholic Church by Pope Gregory IV. Down to our time, this merging of the celebration the Celts had for the worshiping dead ancestors, known as Samhain, combined with All Hallows' Eve, into one word called Halloween. Most of the practices we've seen on Halloween actually go back to the Celts and their religious leaders, the Druids, and practices God calls an abomination or stench to his nostrils, as we learned from a past sermon. These Gentile Galatians were returning to the customs of doing penance on the old pagan days, as well as keeping the newly learned days of God set apart. It was the paganism that Paul was referring to. These religious holy days were set aside as periods of penance because they were regarded as unsuitable for many purposes, both public and private, for battles, taxes, sacred rites, journeys, and marriages. As many as one-third of the days of the old Greek and Roman calendars were marked as unlawful for judicial and political business, on which the state expected the citizens to abstain as far as possible from their private business and labor. You can see the attraction of being allowed to be idle for one-third of the year. Point three, notice that Paul also condemns the pagan custom of observing months and years. Certain months of the year were considered sacred to the Greek gods: Apollo, April, October, Zeus, February, June. Artemis is also April, and Bacchus, January, and many others. Many of our calendar months today are named after pagan gods. Also, certain years were set aside every 4 years and every other year, during which national idolatrous feast of the celebration of the Olympics. Every year, one of these was connected with idolatrous worship and ceremonies. Paul was forbidding Gentile converts to return to these heathen practices or observing days, months, times, and years that they had come out of. The syncretizing of religions was taking place back then too. Some also claim there are texts in the Old Testament in which God says he hates the Sabbaths and holy days. And this is not true. God said, I despise your feast days and your solemn assemblies, Amos 5:21. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates, for they are trouble unto me. And that's Isaiah 1:14. These were not God's sanctified holy days, but man-appointed days observed in the ancient tribes of Israel. These days God despised. What did God say to them? You don't need to turn to this, but in Ezekiel 20, verses 18 through 21, "But I said to their children in the wilderness, do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, nor observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord your God, walk in my statutes, keep my judgments, and do them. Hallow my Sabbaths, and they will be a sign between you and me, that you may know that I am the Lord your God." Now that we know Paul was not talking about the holy days set apart by God, and that God never said that he despised them, can we know for sure we should still be observing these days given to ancient Israel? If you turn to Zechariah 14, and we will read 16 through 19. Zechariah 14, 16 through 19. verse 16. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever of the families of the earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain. Verse 18, if the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain. They shall receive the plagues with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And verse 19, this shall be the punishment of Egypt and all the punishment of the nations that do not come up and keep the Feast of Tabernacles. If they will be keeping it in the millennium, then God has never changed his mind about it, his plans, his days that teach us about it. Many other verses also show this, but those are for another time. The pagan celebration of pagan gods involve human sacrifice, prostitution, the fear of destruction for not paying homage to these gods. The holy days of God each have a meaning and point to a plan of hope for mankind by a creator who loves and only wants good for his children. Satan has always tried to turn everything God designed for good into a twisted, perverted worship of himself. When we wander back into the paganism of the world, it is in fact worship of the devil and an opposite of worship for God. Paul is trying to help the Gentile converts see that they could not combine true religion with the paganism that they had come out of, and neither can we.